I think one of the significant dimensions of the way this was designed and how it, what it's going to grow in the future, is that it was built around the basic premise that we are all on a path, if we choose to exert the will and discipline, towards becoming all of who we can be and what we can contribute. That so often we tend to think we learn something and then that's it. We go away, work it, and then, you know, we get a hole, and then we go back, we find another little piece and plug it in. And what this, in just in the way of experiencing it, that was offered through the rubric of moving from intention to endeavors to results and out to effects, had the effect of moving people's minds to not see themselves as either arrived or not arrived, as a success or a failure, but rather to see themselves in two ways. One, on a path, and honored that. But two, also, that nature of that rubric was that it forced the mind to move out into larger and larger nested systems of effect. And it's so easy to often sort of judge, you know, whether we're doing it right or wrong based on just what's internal to our work. And this is was a powerful way, without lecturing or saying you need to do that, but just in the way of thinking about one's own work against that, those four phases of evolution or development, brought people to suddenly having to engage with increasingly larger and more complex systems than they normally would.